Dr. Balaga here. This podcast belongs to a series of 10 podcasts on obesity. It's derived from an outstanding chapter on obesity in Balaga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing these 10 podcasts, you should be having a solid foundation in obesity. As you know, obesity is in 1/3 of US adults and is therefore an important area to have at one's fingertips. This outstanding chapter is authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, who is Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. He's also the Associate Director of the Mount Sinai Diabetes Center. The senior author is Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, who is a Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. He's the Program Director of Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience taking care of obese patients. A 32-year-old with obesity, that is a BMI, 41 kilo per square meter, diabetes, and hypertension, presents to you in preparation for bariatric surgery. He states that he was overweight in college, but gained a significant amount of weight over the last year. This weight gain occurred despite multiple diet attempts and performing 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise on a daily basis. Despite these lifestyle modifications, his diabetes and hypertension have gotten worse. On physical exam, you note he has acanthosis nigricans, acne, and significant abdominal obesity. He endorses polyuria and easy bruisability. What is the next step? A. The surgery should be delayed for at least 1 year until you can assess his ability for follow-up and monitor his efforts in weight loss and diet. B. An evaluation for cortisol excess should be done. C. An evaluation for hypothyroidism should be done. And D. Referral for bariatric surgery with recommendations for follow-up post-operatively. And the answer is B. An evaluation for cortisol excess should be done. While bariatric surgery is indicated in this patient with obesity and obesity-related comorbidities, the course of his obesity and difficulty with losing weight despite lifestyle modifications is concerning and should be further evaluated before referring to surgery, and thus option D is incorrect. He has evidence on physical exam and review of systems for Cushing's disease. That's option B. An excess in cortisol can result in exacerbation of obesity, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Screening can be done with an overnight dexamethasone suppression test, 24-hour urine cortisol collection, or midnight cortisol measurement. While hypothyroidism can contribute to obesity, the signs and symptoms described are not consistent with hypothyroidism. Therefore, option C is not correct. If the workup for secondary cause of obesity is negative, it would not be appropriate to delay treatment for another year, and therefore option A is incorrect. Who is Cushing? Dr. Harvey Williams Cushing, 1869 to 1939, was professor of surgery at Harvard. His first paper was titled The Basophil Adenomas of the Pituitary Body and Their Clinical Manifestation, published in the Bulletin of the Johns Hopkins Hospital in 1932, Volume 1, page 137. He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his biography on Osler. What is the difference between Cushing's disease and Cushing's syndrome? Cushing's disease is increased production by adrenals secondary to excess pituitary ACTH, whereas Cushing syndrome is caused by excess steroid for any cause. Some syndromes in which obesity is a prominent feature include Cushing syndrome, Lawrence Moon Beadle syndrome, Pickwickian syndrome, Alström syndrome, and Prader-Willi syndrome. This series of 10 podcasts on obesity is derived from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's Textbook of Medicine on obesity. The book is available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, and Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, MD, both faculty endocrinologists at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. That's the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. Dr. Lam is the Associate Program Director for Diabetes. And Dr. Yanagisawa is a Professor of Medicine and the Program Director of the Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience in taking care of obese patients.